Guitarist and vocalist Bruno Brajevic joins me in the studio. Good afternoon, Bruno.
Good afternoon, Mick.
I better put the right microphone on. We'll try that one. Good afternoon, Bruno.
Good afternoon, Mick. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming into 2SER. I was talking to Peabody, I was like, wait a second, what? Peabody's got a new album coming out?
What year am I in, is what you were asking?
Yeah. He's got me back in 1994, which actually I was surprised
to
realize that 94 was when you started. But it took you quite a few years to even get your first album out.
Yeah, we often get described as a 90s band, which I disagree with, because from 2002 to 2010, we put out 4 albums. So that's, you know, that's one every 2 years. Yeah. And that's when the bulk of our work was done. So I think it's safe to say that between 94 and about 2000, we were just fart-assing around. It's just easy to play lots of gigs and release a couple of EPs and things like that. But we weren't doing anything major in that time.
Yeah. But back then, I think it was a pretty good time to be in Sydney playing music, you know? Quite a lot of venues going on, a lot of up-and-coming Aussie bands are really starting to make a sort of name for themselves. Did you sort of find yourself going to gigs more than, or playing gigs as much as going to gigs back then?
Yeah, and still now, I don't think that's ever dropped off. Yeah. I kind of disagree with the whole, there's more venues before, or there's... I think that there's always venues. There's always places to play. It's just... you need more people going to those venues. There's no point. You could open up 30 venues and there's no point doing that because you need people going to those venues. The thing that's changed, I think, mostly is the source of entertainment for people. What people do socially has changed a lot over the years, which changes the dynamic of live music going experience or playing experience or whatever.
Yeah.
But in terms of actually... go, if you want to go and see a show in Sydney, I mean, we got like over 4 million people. There should be something to go and see. There's always somewhere to play and something to see in Sydney. I don't think that's changed very much.
I agree. I used to live in Canberra where there is a lot less.
I'm so
to see
sorry.
A
lot less I'm so see. Sorry.
And I came to Sydney and I was like, blew my mind that pretty much every night of the week you can go see live music if you want to in a pretty small radius.
Yeah. And I guess that part, the small radius part, is a little different. You hear bands talking about in the 80s. I saw an Instagram post by Dave Graney recently of some stuff that he was doing like on a Tuesday night. And yeah, sure, there is that notion that in Sydney you used to be able to go to the Teachers Club in the city on a Tuesday night and see something like the Moodists, and then go out to the Burbs and see Midnight Oil or something. So there is that. Of course, there was more of it then, but I don't think it changed much in the last 20 years, really.
Yeah, fair enough. Now, your media release talked about treating the band like a science experiment. Does that mean you're throwing in different ingredients to see what happens? Is it sort of, you know, rub it one way, this way, see what happens? Are things sort of evolving in that way?
We're wearing lab coats, that's what it means. No, that's just the tongue-in-cheek thing that it's Peabody's a little bit like the bread you leave out and you see what happens to it, you know. Yeah. That's all we meant by that. See what actually does become of it. It'll always be there, but it'll change shape a little bit might not always be to everyone's taste, of course. somebody's sure to gobble it up, hopefully.
Well, like you mentioned, you did 4 albums in 10 years, but it has been 8 years since the last album.
Yeah.
Of course, you haven't been just sitting around doing nothing. I'm sure you've been still making music and like all members of the band. And doing a day job, or having kids, all that sort of stuff.
Yep, all that stuff.
8 years, it's a fairly long chunk between albums. Has it changed as a band? Has the dynamic changed? Or did you get back in the studio and it's just like normal?
No, it really was just like normal. Pretty boring, really. pretty boring story. It was like normal. I mean, it's not like we ever lost contact in that time or stopped doing stuff. And really, this album, I mean, we recorded it over a year ago now.
Okay.
And some of these songs are, you know, at least a couple of years old, maybe 3-4 years old.
Right.
So it's not like we've just been taking our time because we can, I guess, and other things are, you know... not necessarily priorities, but just things that you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things you mentioned there before. There's a child that seems to be hanging around my house that I have to look after.
They get in the way, don't they? They want feeding.
I know. They need demand to be fed and all kinds of things. And the others are in that same boat as well. And so, yeah, it's really just us taking our time. But the process for this album is sort of about 4 years now. So it really was like normal getting back into the same lineup. It's the same, which has now been this lineup for over 10 years now.
Yep.
It was, like like getting back on the bike.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you never forget.
Yeah, and thankfully we still don't all hate each other, so yeah.
Well, that's handy. You don't want to get back into the room and go, oh, that's right. That's right. Why we did this. We stopped playing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But looking back to the early 2000s, or late 90s, whenever you sort of all got together, there's a few bands now who are sort of coming back from that period. Like they're doing these 20th anniversary tours and things like, I think of like Even or Kiss Chasey or, a few of those sort of Aussie bands that sort of made their name back in the day. Do you see those reunion tours and go, oh, I really want to see them live again? Or do you sort of go, oh, well, if you're not bringing out new music, is there much of a point? What are your thoughts around that sort of
I think there's, it depends what they're doing, because when we did our 20th anniversary show 4 years ago, and there was a lot of, oh, it's a reunion show, but it wasn't. And say something like Even has never broken up, so it's not a reunion show for them. They're simply celebrating the fact that they've been, quite the opposite. They're celebrating the fact that they've been around for as long as they have.
Yeah.
And likewise with Peabody, when we did our 20th, it wasn't any sort of reunion. It was celebrating the fact that we'd been bothering people with with loud music for 20 years. And it I guess it depends what it is. If it's a genuine reunion, I mean, I know bands like the Temple Bears were around, a long time ago, and they're around now again. It's not like they did a reunion. So they've just decided that they'd start playing music together again. Look, it's just whatever floats your boat. If people want to stop playing music for a while with certain people and then decide to do it again, then that's their business, and I'm all for it. I think the new music thing, I think it'd be good if bands, constantly did put out, with some sort of regularity, put out new music. I don't necessarily want to go and see a greatest hits all the time, but even then, there's still a place for that. I mean, if the Hoodoo Gurus or something played tomorrow, I'd want to see like a jukebox set of their greatest hits, all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
I've had a sneak peek of the new album and talking about releasing new music. It's a Redder Shade of Rust, and I compare it to the older stuff, which I think maybe a bit of a more of a punk influence back in the original days. This is a bit more warmer. I feel like a bit more, I hate to say it, contemporary maybe, but is that some sort of conscious change of all evolution in style, or is it just how you've just progressed over?
No, it's just stuff that happens. It's sort of, we ditch some songs and these songs go together well and that sort of stuff. It's weird. Somebody that listened to it said it was our most retro sounding, which I don't know if it is. It might be or it might not. It's got a bit of a rock and roll vibe, classic rock and roll vibe. So in some ways it harks back to sort of the first album, but it's not certainly not as frantic and frenetic. We'd have a heart attack. We're old, So although we do still play some of those songs, but I think it's just one of those things. It's what happens. I don't know too many bands that decide that they're going to do a particular style. I would probably have a bit of a problem with that. Yeah. That's, the definition of being contrived, I guess, and you don't want to do that. I can understand bands getting the studio and doing, look, we want to do something different. They write something and go, nah, that's too much like what we've been doing. Let's push this or whatever. That's different. That's trying things and trying to push the boundary, the boundaries and push the envelope a little bit. But we're a guitar band, and I don't know how relevant that is these days. They still seem to be around. People still seem to go and see loud guitar bands.
So that's
what we do. And in some ways, it's pretty much the same as always. But in a lot of ways, it's, each album is quite different to the last.
Yeah.
Some of the most successful bands have not changed an iota in decades.
That's true.
AC/DC hasn't done, not many ballads going on there.
Not
a lot of electronics or anything going on. And that's a good thing. Let's thank our lucky stars for that.
Yeah. But you're talking about guitar bands, getting up in front of the crowds, and that's what you're going to be doing this Friday night at the Lansdowne, which I was thinking, if you're thinking about old school venues, you've played the Hopetoun back in the day. You would have played the Annandale back in the day.
Millions of times,
And the Lansdowne was around back in the day. It's been reinvented now, but it's still a really good rock venue.
It's better than ever,
isn't
it? Yeah. I love it.
You're looking forward to filling out the bingo card again on Friday night?
Yeah. There'll be bingo there in between sets. Look, I love the Lansdowne. I used to love playing there and going there when it was that massive downstairs area and that's all there was, and there was the big island bar, and you'd play at in the back there. I had some really good times at the Lansdowne, and I reckon in terms of like going to see bands and playing, it's better than ever. I love that upstairs room. They've done a really good job. There's always that that scary thought when someone says, oh, they're redoing a pub and they're going to do this and that. You think, oh god, what are they going to do to it? But they've done a really good job, and they have great bands there. And also us.
That's right.
So They've been really good to us. So I'm really looking forward to playing. We're playing with a couple of really good acts, the Holy Soul, some old friends of ours.
The Holy Soul, they're very good.
And
live.
We've never actually played with them, which is strange. It's the first time that we play with the Holy Soul. And Lewis Goldmark, which is Lewis Goldmark is the solo thing for Liam Judson from Bells Will Ring.
Oh, right.
So and I think it's got a couple of Bells Will Ring members in there. So it's just his way of getting control, you know. So that'll be good Friday night.
Great lineup. Friday night, Lansdowne Hotel. Get on down there. I'm sure you can buy tickets online or at the door, perhaps.
You can get tickets online from OzTix. It's on the event page on Facebook and all that sort of business. There's the link to get tickets. You should do that, yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations on the album.
Thank you so much, Mick.
Really great to have you back and playing music again. Are you going to be doing a bit of a tour around? Or
we'll do some more shows, definitely. And because it gets to the end of the year, anything interstate, if it does happen, because again, our days of touring weeks on end
sure.
are probably behind us. But we'll try to do some shows interstate and definitely more in Sydney. There'll be more. But let's...
For sure.
Let's stick to this one gig at a time.
And also, I've noticed you write really humorous social media posts. I'm not sure if it's yourself or Ben or someone else in the band.
Oh, look, we employ a chimp on a bicycle to do those. Yeah.
But if you haven't followed them, jump on it, because you haven't got enough followers on Facebook. I'm like, why have you only got that many? You need many more.
That's how many followers we have all together. You know, they're the people. Oh, but look, try and fit 900 people in a room. It's amazing.
But thanks so much for coming in to us. Yeah.